Damien, we're starting the Monday Business Watch off talking about magic. You recently covered a local business that is doing a newspaper prediction. What can you share about that?
That's right. So the Ray's Illusions Studio just opened up a couple of months ago up on Rinconada, right above the Walmart over there, in one of the strip malls next to Cricket. And Jamie O'Hara is the manager of the place. A lot of, if you've grown up in Las Cruces, there's a very good chance that at some point Jamie O'Hara has done magic in your backyard for your birthday party. Well, he has teamed up with another magician, an illusionist, who does like these really enormous, elaborate tricks, who goes by the name of Ray's. His actual name is Dr. Imran Raza, a very well-known doctor here in town. And he opened up a private practice not too long ago, purchased that entire strip mall. And there was one, they've got several tenants. They've got Goodwill and Cricket and his own practice. And there was one space that had not rented. And he's done big shows around town. He did the Rio Grande Theater. He did Atkinson Recital Hall. And he wanted to have a place of his own where he could, you know, every month or two have a big magic show. And so they've opened this up, and so far it's going really good. It's got a little magic shop in it, so you can buy magic tricks there, and really a cool place. It's a nice theater, too.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about this newspaper prediction that is happening.
So on Friday, I was there, and Ray's made a newspaper prediction. I have no idea what it is. He wrote it on in a reporter's notebook. He sealed it up in several envelopes. And he's going to be having a big magic show coming up on Saturday. And as part of the show, he will open up the envelope. And whatever he wrote down will presumably, purportedly be applicable to the stories in the newspaper, in Saturday's newspaper.
Okay, that's really exciting stuff. We'll keep an eye open for that. Now, share a little bit more about this business.
There is a magic shop. They sell magic tricks and will actually teach you how to perform the tricks.
Ah.
You know, Jamie definitely is very good at that, but one of the other things they say is that if you, let's say you got a magic trick you purchased in Las Vegas at a magic shop or at Disney World at a magic shop, and you just can't seem to get it down, you can bring it in and they'll help you figure it out. They'll help you learn it so that you can perform it. It's really a cool place. They're also going to be doing birthday parties. So it's a great place. They'll be providing the pizza and the birthday cake and do a magic show for the kids. And it's really just kind of a cool, all-around cool space. And it's very unique. I've never seen anything like it. One of the things it seems to be doing is drawing a lot of local magicians out of the woodwork, you know, people that it's kind of creating a community of magicians that might not have known one another before, and kind of giving them a place to gather and talk the trade.
That's exciting for a lot of folks, I'm sure. And we will look forward to seeing what happens with a newspaper prediction. Damien, do you have any predictions for 2020 in regards to business in our area?
I have reason to believe that it's going to be a good year. The governor, when she was down last week, was already starting to talk about several LITA opportunities. She was talking in the neighborhood of 10 big announcements coming down the pike. So,
okay, we'll keep an eye open for that, Damien, and we'll look forward to you updating us on the latest in business. Thanks for joining us.
Fantastic. Thank you, Anthony.